sunny spells and a few showers.
Simon King, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 17th of April. There are warnings of gales in Shannon and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low northeast Scotland, 1,000, losing its identity. New low expected Shannon, 998, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest, 3 to 5 at first in North Cromarty, otherwise west or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in East German Bight. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable, becoming southeast later in Dover and White, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming southeast, 4 to 6 later in Portland. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, west or northwest, 3 to 5, backing south or southeast, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Northerly 4 to 6 at first in East Malin and East Hebrides, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, variable 2 to 4 until later in south, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic, becoming northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Faroes. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, backing northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by north, 4. Slight rain, 15 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Stornoway, north by west, 3. 8 miles, 1,004, rising slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast, 4. Mist, 4 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north, 2. 11 miles, 1,002, rising. Bridlington, southwest by west, 2. 1,008, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast, 2. 11 miles, 1,011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,010. Jersey, south by east, 3. 24 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east, 3, 11 miles, 1,010. Scilly Automatic, calm, 14 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. Valentia, east, 1, 24 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south, 3, 22 miles, 1,007, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west by south, 4, 27 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 17th of April. The general situation, an area of low pressure currently lying over northeast Scotland, will move away northwards during the next 24 hours. As a consequence, strong winds will tend to ease off, although most places will have further showers or longer spells of rain. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate until later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6 in west and later in east. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 later. Showers, becoming mainly fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then easterly or southeasterly, but northeasterly in north 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, becoming mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west 3 or 4, backing south or southeast, then east or northeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally moderate until later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally moderate until later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that's the end of the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, Prayer for the Day, presented by Sister Geraldine Smith.
Good morning. One Holy Thursday afternoon, I was with my sister and 8-year-old niece, who was a bit weary from being dragged along in a boring desk hunt for her older sister. Arriving at the convent for the evening mass, she announced that she was too tired to go into the chapel and would have a sleep in the back seat of the car. Coaxing didn't work, so shame to say, I tried some unholy pressure in superior teacher's tone. "Now, now, Jerry, it's Holy Thursday, a big feast." Silence. "Are you a Christian at all?" But niece Jerry rejoined in self-assured tone, "I am a human being." Touché. Out of the mouths of babes, a reminder I needed to hear then and remember still. I don't remember what transpired, but the question, how might Jesus have responded, still filters in my mind, now through the lens of the original Holy Thursday. Christ's patient explanations when the disciples could not remotely understand the whole picture. The bond of love between his Father and himself and his desire to draw them into communion. His acceptance of their limits, sensing they were not ready to drink of the cup that he would drink. In the Garden of Olives, when he wrestled alone with the cost of doing the Father's will for the sake of the mission entrusted to him. He had asked them to watch and pray 1 hour with him, and they fell asleep 3 times over because they were too tired. They did what they could. out of the mouths of babes, charity in respect of the other. For love is made perfect in weakness, love greater than the law. Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. Where love and charity abide, there God is found. Amen.
And that was Prayer for the Day, presented by Sister Geraldine Smith. Farming Today is next, but first a reminder of one of our highlights.
I'm Eleanor Jones.
And I'm Mark Kermode. And in Screenshot, we guide you through the ever-changing landscape of the moving image.
I really like any story about self-delusion.
My intent is to allow the audience to see the shining through these people's eyes.
Meeting those on both sides of the camera.
And uncovering fascinating insights into what we watch.
How would you describe the difference between the doppelganger and the clone?
Why is it such a cinematic subject?
What was your relationship like with your double?
Screenshot from BBC Radio 4.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
We'll be joining Nick Robinson and Justin Webb for the Today programme at the top of the hour. But first, here's Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, just how high are UK farming standards and gathering sheep in the English Lake District?
We get a lot of people stop taking photos and videos when we're bringing the sheep down because it does look magnificent and it's such a traditional thing that not many people get the chance to see.
First, farming charities are reporting a rise in demand for their services. They point to the changes in agricultural policies and payments, the general uncertainty around trade deals, and of course, the reimposition of inheritance tax on farms, all of which they say are having an impact on farmers' mental health. Well, a charity supporting farmers in Northern Ireland is now recruiting more councillors to help with the demand. BBC Northern Ireland's agriculture and environment correspondent Louise Cullen has been to the Dunlops family farm in the Glens of Antrim.
Look, Mirza. The baby moo. Do you see it?
At just 3 years old, little